This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This one is about Santa. Yes, the kids are allowed to be in the car. Don't feel like we're going to say anything. We're not going to tell any of Santa's secrets, okay?
No. None of Santa's secrets will be revealed.
None.
Santa's sacred.
But the kids better watch out because Santa's watching, just so you know. That goes out for Sammy and Danny especially.
Thank you for the call out because I was just about to say Samuel.
Sammy. Auntie Allie says Santa's watching.
Oh, and Papa says so too.
Still going to give you a lot. But
well, that's okay. Not Santa presents. That's parent presents. Santa brings other presents.
So she said, please don't use my name.
All right.
Thank God I read that because I almost just said it.
Okay. So Santa's helper
is Vanessa.
Santa's helper's name's Vanessa.
Yes. Here's what she said. Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for taking my grandkid to see Santa first? Listen, she said, here I go, Allie and DZ. I watch my grandson full time. He's 14 months, and I've been watching him since he was 3 months old.
Aww.
So his parents both work full time, and one parent works at Amazon, and it's peak season.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm watching him 11 plus hours a day, 5 days a week. So I decided to take him to see Santa last week and bought the package and a cute frame to surprise his parents.
Nope.
You already know where this is going.
It wasn't that cute, was it?
She said, I gave the picture to his mom on Friday when she picked him up, and there was no issue. Today, I receive a call telling me that I need to let them, the parents, know when I'm going to take him anywhere besides walks around my neighborhood. I honestly didn't think I was wrong for wanting to surprise them as they both work full-time and didn't think they would have time to take him.
I hear all of this already, dog.
I'm already got goosebumps.
Up and down. Yep. Up and down, I understand it,
dog. Am I the jerk for surprising them with a Santa photo? I didn't think it but so, but man, did I get an earful.
Mm-hmm. You stepped in it.
I think mom's being way too protective and not appreciating what I do and have done for them. I don't get paid. Yeah. I provide everything for my little love bug. Well, yeah. My husband has a good enough job that allows me to stay home. So it really hurt my feelings. And I feel like I'm not trusted to take him anywhere. Aww.
That's not what it was.
And then she said, please don't use my name. Thank you, Vanessa. No. Vanessa, first, we know what the issue is.
Yep.
It's that you took the kid to see Santa before the parents.
Yep.
Not that you took the kid somewhere. It's the Santa part.
And then they feel like you just up and did something special.
You
that
stole
they've
the experience
never,
from them.
But then you didn't communicate. While Grandma Vanessa's over here going, oh, I just wanted to surprise you guys, bro. You guys are so busy.
She's doing something nice for them, and it wasn't appreciated because they wanted to take their kid to see Santa. So honestly, is she the jerk for taking her grandkid before the parents?
This is
a tough one.
This is this baby's first Christmas, technically.
It is. That's, right? That also would bother me.
So as
that
a
would
parent,
upset me.
I can't understand wanting to share these first experiences with your child so you can see their joy, so you can watch the world through their eyes.
You know
I
what?
Love that about being a father.
This goes on as well with couples that have split. And yeah. I know this because yeah. I have been yeah. divorced. I've been divorced since my kids were babies.
Oh,
and
yeah.
this was an issue at times, like first haircut.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't communicate we were going to get a haircut, it was an issue.
It's a problem.
And I get that. Parents struggle with that when they're split, that you don't get that first experience
yep.
of stuff. So this is similar. So I feel that.
I get it. But this is a grandparent.
A grandparent who watches the kid 11 hours a day.
Plus,
and
right?
And doesn't get paid.
And
thought she was doing something nice. So I don't think she's the jerk.
You don't?
No, I think her intentions were pure. I think she's watching that kid for free. I think she did steal the experience from them. But lucky for her, the kid's 14 months.
Not going to remember it.
Yeah.
And you could bring the kid to go see Santa again this weekend, and they're going to know no different.
I know as someone who wants to be there for the first, I might have flipped out too as the parent. I'm going to keep it real. So I'm not, that's whatever.
Can I call myself out real quick?
Yeah.
Because I miss Danny's first Santa experience.
On purpose?
No, I was at work.
Well, then what are you going to do?
I was working.
So then you've been through this.
My wife was home. They went to a pancake breakfast. Lo and behold, Santa Claus was there. So my wife, with the boys, took a picture with Santa Claus.
And then what?
In my head, did I go, "Oh, I miss Danny's first time seeing Santa."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did I go, I'm mad at... No, man.
No.
I'm a different individual. I'm not saying that I didn't and don't understand what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the fact that makes this jerky for me is she didn't communicate. You
yeah.
clearly know that they like you to tell them what's going on with the kid. If you're just going for a walk, you don't got to tell me that. If you're just going to the store, you don't got to tell me that. But if you're taking my child to the zoo.
For an experience, I want
to
know.
To the first haircut or to Santa, I want to know so that I can say, hey, please don't. Perfect example. Another one, if you will.
Yeah, what?
Six Flags.
Oh.
Gurnee, Illinois.
Yeah, where you're from.
My wife and
I. Well, not from, but live.
Where we grew up. Where we lived before we lived in Wisconsin for the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We both love Six Flags, grew up, have fond memories of the area.
Yeah.
Our kids had the chance to go with family for the first time when they were watching them for us.
Did you let them?
No, we said no.
Because you wanted to be there for that experience, which means you would think that they're a jerk.
And we were grateful for them to ask us because we got to say, hey, please don't. I want to do that. We want to be there for that first experience. That's why I'm saying yes, jerk, because there wasn't any communication. And even if you're watching the child for free, that doesn't mean you got free range to do whatever you want with them.
That's true. And we got both the sides on the text. Gigi and Franklin said, absolutely a jerk. Parents love these first experiences. She should have communicated with the parents and possibly gone with the parents to see Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody right before that said, they could do it next year. The kid won't even remember.
I get it. Yeah, you're right.
414-533-1037. Somebody said the mom's just in her feelings. It sounds like grandma came from a good place. We know grandma came from a good place, but is she the jerk for not having the awareness to let the parents know? Because we all know that mom came to get her kid, had to process what just happened, went home, her and the husband got mad.
And her heart was hurting. That was the first. We missed it.
Shout out to whoever texted, Vanessa's the jerk. This segment is not about intent. It's about the action.
It is about the action, but tell me
Sierra in Milwaukee texted that.
Shout out Sierra in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your text. But tell me as a parent, you don't acknowledge this. Tell me that you don't feel how
I feel
hard
it in my
this
soul.
Hurts, right?
I
you
feel wanna, it in my soul as
you
a parent.
You want to be there for these first, man.
Mm-hmm. Amber in Waukesha, I'm a mother of four and feel that at 14 months, you can take them twice and the child's going to have the same excited reaction, not the jerk.
This isn't for the kid at all. This is all parents feeling. These kids aren't going to remember anything for the first 3 years of their lives. Everything we're doing with them is for us and our memories, not for theirs.
That's right. Is Vanessa the grandma the jerk for taking the kid to see Santa before the parents? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so it's one of the tale as old as time, DZ.
It really is, though.
Grandma took the grandbaby that she watches a lot for free to see Santa before the actual parents.
Yikes.
And now Vanessa is upset because her daughter and, I guess, son-in-law or baby, whatever, are upset with her because she took the kid to see
Santa. The mother
Santa.
And the father of the child.
Thank you. The mother and the father. I couldn't think because I got too many things in
front of me. Said mom and baby daddy.
I'm sorry. Let's just go to the phones. Let's go to Francis in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Francis.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias is, please tell us, is Vanessa the jerk for taking the baby to see Santa before the parents?
She is not the jerk.
All right.
Okay, go on.
Same situation here. It's hard when you work as, it's parents, and when you work full time, whether it be two parents or one, mm-hmm. you're going to miss a lot of firsts.
True. No,
when they're
true.
Little like that, they're not going. The kids aren't going to remember. You may remember, but right. the reality is, when you get to see it for the first time, that's going to be your first.
And that's what. I hear you.
Okay.
They don't even remember the last time mm-hmm. they saw him. Really?
No. Like when they take their first steps, babies don't. Little kids do not remember when they take their first steps.
And whoever texted,
you may not be there when it happens.
Well, they texted in and said, 14 months, that's not the first Christmas. It might as well be.
It might
Let's
as
be
well
real.
Be. I mean, they were 2 months
They're
old last year.
They're moving now, you know?
Right, right.
So anyway, sorry,
but
Francis.
I also didn't think this was about the Christmas, the Santa thing. For me, with my mom, I didn't mind if she, again, visited her neighbors because she lives in a senior independent living. But I did have an issue with her just taking him random places without telling me.
Wherever she wanted.
Wherever she wants.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't even care if it was the family's homes because it's people that I'm not around all the time.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
And I work in the healthcare field, and I don't want my baby around a whole bunch of people that I don't know.
I hear it.
Well, you're going to have to let that go into the world because the kid's going to go out in the world and you're going to have to face that fear because it happens. But
while they're babies,
but while they're babies though, you can protect them
exactly.
for sure.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
And
but
I respect
she's not
that.
The jerk. She's trying to help.
Ooh, parents are screaming in their cars who are mad right now. You better hold on, Francis. We got to go to the next call.
And she's speaking from experience, too.
No, Francis is being really transparent, honest, yeah. and saying and keeping it real, which we appreciate.
I love
so,
it.
Thank
she kept
you, Francis.
Buck.
Have a great day.
You too. Jinx.
Jinx. You said it first. Hannah is in Milwaukee, as she likes to call it. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Ellie and TZ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Is Vanessa the jerk for getting mad, or actually for taking the kid to see Santa?
Yes,
sorry.
Yes.
Oh, Vanessa.
Uh-oh.
She knew exactly what she was doing.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you think so? Oh, she's saying she knew and this was all calculated.
Was this grandma being grandma and going, I do what I want with my babies?
Going, I didn't know.
Uh-oh.
Is that what you're implying?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I watch this baby 11 hours a day.
I do what I...
I'm taking this baby to Santa. Yeah.
Hey, yo,
I can't even argue because it's a solid point.
I don't think... Listen, I don't care if the baby's 14 months or not. Like, when you're a parent, if this is, like, your first kid, like, that's a big deal as a new parent. Like, to take your kid to Santa.
When we
took our kids when they were little, we would get the pictures and we would get extra pictures and give them to the grandparents. Or better yet, we would invite the grandparents with us.
Well, you had to give them a
like
copy.
A
you had to because your mom would be like, how do I download the pic from the Facebook?
Here. Just stop screenshotting.
I would be steaming. God bless this woman for watching her grandkid.
Yeah.
For
what they'd be paying in childcare is insane.
But she's still saying grandma's just saying I do what I want.
She's saying grandma is the jerk, for taking the kid to see Santa before the parents.
A blessed jerk, but a jerk.
All right, Hannah, you had some
1,000%.
Good points. She's not buying into the grandma's nonsense. She's like, nope.
She says, I see right through you, G-Ma.
All right, fine. Thank you,
Hannah.
Love
you, bye.
We love you back, bye.
Love you, too. Somebody just texted in, preach, Hannah.
You got fans, Hannah?
Somebody else texted in and said, grandma is allowed first, too. You're watching the baby for free.
Ooh, see.
All right, let's go to Amber in Milwaukee.
I'm not going
to
open that, yep.
Amber's in Milwaukee. Hi, Amber.
Hey, so y'all just lit a fire under me.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
She is completely the jerk.
And say more.
This is the biggest main issue that I have with my mother-in-law.
What's that?
Is because she is constantly overriding that parent or my husband and when it comes to his kids. And you done had your first with your kids. You can't do that with your grandbabies because you already had your first.
Amber, but
you're
what
now
if,
robbing your kids.
Amber, what if it's a sixth cycle? It's a sixth cycle.
Now it's just tradition.
And Vanessa's
I got robbed,
mom,
you get robbed.
Vanessa's mom robbed her of the same experience, and they're in a cycle.
I knew where you were going. I knew exactly where you were going. Yes, I'm with it. I'm following.
I'm just saying.
Are we saying grandma's evil?
We're saying break the cycle.
My mother-in-law actually overrid my husband.
Yeah, there's
and went and got the kids and threw a birthday party for the kids.
You better stop.
Before
Amber,
we could have a birthday
Amber,
party.
Now, you just created a whole nother Am I the Jerk for another day. I mean, this
Do you see my face? Do you see my face?
It would be on.
Oh, I was livid.
I know you can't see my face.
I bet because.
And I'm the stepmama.
So
you and the real mom were probably like, what? The bio mom were probably like ready to fight the grandma, dude.
You ready to throw
That's
hands?
Crazy.
No, the bio mom was in cahoots with the with the mother-in-law.
I was mad. You know what? This is
and
even
they overrid my husband.
Okay, needless to say, she's saying jerk.
Amber, I've been to your
jerk,
story,
jerk. 100%, 110%.
Great.
Jerk.
Bye, Amber. We love you and your
Bye.
Stories.
She's amazing.
That was wild.
Amber,
I mean, my
you know mind.
How many people are triggered in their cars right now by the mother-in-law thing? Let me play. But I will say there's a lot of good mother-in-laws out there. Give some of these people a break.
Yeah, well, and a huge point in this is if this is their first and only child, this is a big deal for them.
It might have been different if it was not the first.
Second or third.
We just got a voice message. Let me see what this guy says about Am I the Jerk. You can always send us a voice message on the free Odyssey app.
That's right.
Hey guys, I kind of do feel like grandma is not the jerk, only for a simple case that she's the grandma, you know, and yeah, parents want that first experience, but at the same time, grandparents are going to be spending a lot of time with their grandkids too, and they also want to create some memories, you know, to talk about as they're growing older. So, yeah, I would say not the jerk, but at the same time, there does have to be a communication there just because.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because the baby is only 14 months.
Not talking.
Right.
So no. Obviously, there's a lot of things that can happen, especially if the parents aren't aware. You know, oh, why were you here? Why were you there with the baby? You know,
something happens.
But at the same time, you know, Lord grandma forbid. Just wants to make All some right. memories with the baby, too. So I'm just going to go ahead and say not the jerk.
Ooh, Gilberto, I'm sorry you lost today.
No, Gilberto, sorry. Too late.
But I love getting your voice messages like that and hearing what you guys think of Am I the Jerk, for sure. So thank you for that.